cool.
That sounds really crisp today for some reason.
Well, let's just go with it, man.
Fuck it. Okay, we are. So I guess I'll do this.
Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the podcast for empathy and imagination. My name is Aubrey Cloutier.
And I am Drew Clark. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for joining us. And here we go. We're at Gradient Studios.
That's right.
Gradient's in Crockett.
Crockett, California. We've got the dogs outside.
Dogs are outside. Humans are inside.
Minor
in the
car
sweltering heat.
It's pretty warm.
So... car failure. Yeah. I'll check in.
Check in, please.
Cars suck. Just take a look at our episode on traffic. But it's always something with cars, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I had to basically do some maintenance on my car before I got over here.
Forced maintenance.
And now I'm here. Couple hours late, but glad to be here. And yeah, other than that, doing pretty good.
Yeah,
you know, you got to budget like a few hundred dollars for your car each month.
Yeah,
for random shit that's gonna happen,
especially as it ages.
Yeah.
You're either making payments or you're fixing it.
Yeah,
you know, or sometimes both.
So when we have self-driving cars, what's that gonna look like? What if it breaks down? You just, another one zips right up and picks you up?
I think a tow truck comes up, picks up that self-driving car, and then another one zips up.
Self-towing cars?
Yeah. Yeah. Something. So you're doing good otherwise? Music?
Doing good otherwise.
Relationships?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
How you doing?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. Had a cool conversation yesterday with the owner of the pool route.
Ah.
And, yeah, we basically got to talk to the person before making the deal, and we chatted about it. Excuse me. And there's, like, they answered most questions, and they were pretty cool, and they're selling this route to move to Redding.
Oh, funny.
Which I thought was funny.
That's your old stomping ground, isn't
well,
it?
Well, no, it's where my family lives.
That's
now,
where your
though.
Brother is?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Yeah. So I think they're going to buy a route there and just do that. But, like, it was a good conversation. Felt good, and I'm still moving forward on that. So that check-in is
That's
cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So what's the route? Walnut Creek, Concord?
And Morgan Hill.
Might slowly disrobe.
Yeah, it's
course
getting,
of this
it's warm.
Episode.
In. That's why I'm not wearing much clothing. Is because it's pretty warm in
yeah.
here.
The shorts is a good idea.
Yeah, I decided to go.
So
with the shorts.
It's going to be a little bit of a strip tease today.
That's okay. I mean, we'll be cool about it. You know, that's cool.
The goal is to get cool.
Hell yeah. So yeah, I think I'm doing good. It feels like it's falling into place, and I for the first time I felt excited about it yesterday. My neighbors here at this house, they got a little concrete pad, and they got an inflatable pool that's the size of a large hot tub. And it came with a pump and suctions and jets.
Pad?
They just have like a flat spot up there that's concreted.
Oh, okay. Up in the front yard?
In the side yard. And they have this thing that's like a inflatable pool, but it's the size of a large hot tub. And it comes with a pump and a suction and jets.
Huh.
And I want to put a heater in line. I want to heat that water up.
So it doesn't come with a heater?
No, it doesn't come with a heater.
Huh. Are you just going to run a line from the water heater that's on the side of the building?
You know, that's not a bad idea. But what I was going to
like
do
two
is
spare lines
something
on?
A little cooler. Okay. I'm going to get a toaster oven. I'm going to go to Home Depot. I'm going to get a toaster oven, right? I'm going to get copper coil. I'm going to put the coil in the toaster oven, drill two holes for the coil and come out, make fittings to fit the current pipes, and maybe some PVC for heat transfer reasons.
Huh.
Then I'm going to set bricks all around the toaster oven to insulate it for this experience.
Right.
I'm going to put it on the same thing as the pump, the same power source.
So the toaster oven's just going to be on all the time?
It'll be on when the pump is on.
How is it going to come on?
By just being turned on with the pump. It'll be on one switch or one timer.
Oh, I see. Just like a outlet. Mm-hmm. Power strip. You just turn on the power strip.
110 volt.
Huh.
And then imagine all the copper coils in this insulated brick oven at a relatively low wattage, because the lowest wattage we put in usually is 4,400 watts, 4.4 kilowatts.
Mm-hmm.
These are like 2,000. So it would be a cheaper, it would be smaller, and it might take longer. But I think, I think it would work.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So we could turn the thing into a hot tub for like $80.
Inflatable.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Yeah. So that was fun to think about, the whole like becoming a pool man thing. And then now there's a pool at home to like experiment on. Because I have ideas, man.
Yeah. Well, you have the perfect little spot for it.
Yeah.
Over there in the corner.
Oh.
That yard. That's a perfect spot for a hot tub.
One. You know, we just got to get one.
Just got to get one.
Yeah. So my check-in is I'm feeling good and I'm ready to jump into these topics.
Yeah. Hit me with what you got.
Okay. So
I was going to bring up something, but I wasn't really prepared.
Oh, okay. Well, let me jump into one. Okay. And then let's do something else. So,
what do we got here?
What we're going to talk about here.
Thanks for the check-in, by the way.
You're welcome. Thank you. Is portable solar kits.
Okay.
Now, the reason I want to talk about this is it is interesting to sort of talk about brands and such, but really, there's a cohesive story, and it's like it feeds into our lives and other parts of other people's lives and stuff. And so I wanted to share this and talk about it.
Okay.
Okay. Check out this video.
This is everything that comes with the Switch 10 USB multi-tool kit. First up, we got the Switch 10. This is a 3000 milliamp hour battery. It's 11 watt hours. It's rechargeable and it's replaceable with a lithium ion battery inside. On this end, you've got the USB output. It's a 5 volt output up to 1.5 amps and a 7.5 watt max.
Okay.
On the other side, you have the charge port.
It's small.
Simply plug that into an AC adapter or to your Nomad 7 solar panel. This will charge up off the Nomad 7 in about 4 to 6 hours. Right here, you've got the charge indicator. Just push that and you'll see how much charge you have left.
So that's the warp core, right?
But the other cool part about this is if you unscrew the charge tip, you'll be able to remove the battery inside.
So you can repair, replace.
Or you can have multiple batteries with you on a trip and always have enough power. We also got this great little flashlight. Push that if you need a little bit of light in your tent. One of the coolest parts about the Switch is the tips. Let's check them out. First up, we have the bulb head flashlight
tip. That's cool.
Simply slide that into the USB port and then screw it on tight.
Yeah.
And you've got a flashlight to go.
That's decent.
The cool part about it is it hooks in tight and super rigid, and it'll work just as good as your other flashlights.
Super rigid.
Next up, we have the USB micro tip. Plug that in, and you'll be able to plug in your micro USB devices right into that and give it a charge.
Okay.
Another great tip that comes with the Switch 10 is the fan tip. When you first pull it out of the box, it's going to be in two pieces. So grab the side that's got the
ridge. That's cool. This show could use some fans. Maybe we should get a couple of those.
And then simply plug it in, turn it on, and you got yourself.
Can you imagine chilling at the campsite and having a fan? Solar power.
All our Goal Zero battery packs
are just like hanging from the ridge line. No different. Just right on your face.
You got your solar panel on top of it, the solar panel.
Open it up here, point it into the sun, and you've got the best solar panel on the market. When you first get it, it's going to have a film on it. Make sure to remove that before using it to get optimum sunlight. On the back here, we'll check out the ports. You've got your USB port right here. That's where the Switch 10 is actually going to plug in. It's also got a 12-volt adapter and a Guide 10 adapter for the Guide 10 battery pack, as well as a chaining input to chain multiple Nomad 7s together.
Oh,
so to charge it up, just pop the charge out, plug it into the USB port. zip it up, and you're good to go.
Huh.
You know something?
That's pretty
okay,
cool.
So that's an introduction, right? So
Switch 10, USB multi-tool kit.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty neat. That would be kick-ass to have on a camping trip.
Right? It's only 3,000 milliamp hours, though, battery. So that is like maybe a phone charge.
Right. And how long does it take? It takes 4 to 6 hours to charge that from
the
solar panel.
So it's pretty cool. But check this out.
This is the Venture 30 recharger. Inside, we have a 7,800 milliamp hour battery. This will charge a cell phone 3 times, a tablet 1 time, and other USB devices. To charge your device, you can use the attached micro USB cable, or you can use one of the included 2.5 amp outputs. There's one on the top, as well as one on the side. You can use these simultaneously or individually. The Venture 30 can be charged from any of Goal Zero's Nomad solar panels by simply plugging in the USB port on the side. It can also be used with any other USB charger. The Venture 30 is weatherproof with an IPX6 rating, meaning it can handle basically anything Mother Nature throws at you. Leave it out in the rain, get it dusty, and that's okay. The coolest part is the ports are weatherproof themselves. They don't need a rubber plug. You can leave these open and get them wet, and that's okay. Huh. Also included is the charge indicator, so you can see how fully charged your battery is, as well as a handy little flashlight. Push those two buttons on the front.
They always have the little flashlight.
This one's a little better. Yeah.
Okay. So that's a warp core, basically?
So that's like the warp core that you could put with that other... Well, you can't do it with the flashlight. You could do it with the solar panel.
You could have that combo, those two things.
Right?
Yeah,
so there's stuff on that. And then this is like... This is the mama. This here's where it's at.
You can tell he means business. He's got a mustache.
And a hat. Pretty hat.
And a quad. I want a quad dually. But this is
there we
cool.
go.
You can do like power tools and stuff.
Wow. Fridge.
Yep. Some fridges.
Serious power.
You do like all the things.
Huh. Does it come with a quad?
Yeah, and you have to chug a Coors Light though. Oh wait, no, they've got some hot dogs? Alright.
Huh.
Some Pentagon.
Huh.
It shows how much you're bringing in and how much you're pushing out.
This is the same company as those other ones?
Yes. Goal Zero. They have these lanterns too that could be cool for camping. They are in fact independently powered too. We'll get to that.
Okay. Using the maximum amount of power when the power goes out.
Yeah, just burn it all, baby. You got solar panels, ain't no thing. He's an American.
He looks
man
heavy.
Oh, they're carrying it.
Yeah.
See, there you go.
Ooh.
Comes with those babies.
Wait, it charges faster on the solar?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so like mobile solar power, okay?
Yeah. Is the technology finally getting to the right?
It's getting somewhere.
Spot.
In a different show, we talked about the limitations of these devices. And it seems now that there's something worth taking a look at.
Yeah.
And I went online to see about what they do for sponsorships. I just went to their website and they have a section.
Okay.
And it was like, at this time, we're currently all full up on all the sponsorships we're looking for, so go away.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was like, well, fine.
So what would you have if you, what would you bring?
I think I would want the Venture 30, the the one, this one here.
Adventure 30 recharger. Inside, we have a 7,800 milliamp hour battery. Because
it's like an actual warp core. And then I would get just their little solar panel that goes with it.
The first one?
Mm-hmm. The 7 water. And I think I could use that for all the stuff for trips and whatnot.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because I know that I've never run out of power. Maybe once on a bike trip.
And you have like 15,000 milliamp hours?
Something like that. 1,300? I mean 13,000?
Yeah, mine that died was 10,000. And this one is 17,000. Yeah. So basically we could do a little bit more. We could do like a bigger speaker, which would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I
feel like our speaker situation isn't the greatest.
It's not up to
be improved.
Like the one Sean has, it's like a cylinder.
Yeah, yeah, the JBL, whatever it's called.
That would something like that. Sweet. Yeah, and I think we could do that. And I think it would be cool to do that.
You could always return yours to Best Buy again. Like the fourth time.
Like it died again. Or it sucks. We don't want it anymore. It's been run over a couple of times.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I feel like speaker situation could be improved. And like the media situation, the filming situation. Just be filming at all times.
Yeah.
That's the reason to have many warp cores.
Yeah.
Because you want the cameras running all the time.
Basically, if you've got the space.
The yeah.
Because then, like, when you crashed, we would have got it on film.
Right.
You know?
It would be cool to have a head cam on that one, because I totally face planted. Would have been a cool shot.
Yeah. We'll get into that.
Or like a body cam or something.
So, like, I've always dreamt of this kind of thing working.
The solar...
Some kind
battery.
Of mobile solar, so that we can recharge cameras and phones.
It's always
and
seemed.
Speakers.
It's always seemed like the technology was really chintzy.
It has been,
or it just doesn't work well, or like the solar panels just die after a while.
Yeah,
but maybe it's getting good. I mean,
and that's like $149.
Which one?
The one that I would get the Venture 30 with the solar panels.
Hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Could we stream, you know, like do switcher on bikes?
Yes. And I do think...
I guess it would eat up a lot of mobile data.
I think it would be good to do both. I think it'd be cool to film a bunch of stuff as we were going and do some live streaming while we're somewhere at some point. Maybe
Shady Glade live streams?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like repair update live streams or whatever. But there'd be also tons of just regular filming that I would like to have the battery power to bring along to do some editing in the evening.
So oh.
That would be cool.
Huh. Bring your laptop, you mean?
No, just your pad. If we could do iMovie on that.
Yeah.
Or yeah. Even the
we're going to need a lot of juice.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about getting us some more juice.
Yeah. I like it. We could live stream like at the beginning and the, like, you know, the destination and the origin point and in between. Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be fun to do.
I think we got a good idea going.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. I've been looking at my bike and stuff and it's just like, oh, it's depressing.
My rack is depressing.
It's years.
My rack, I rack.
It's
just been broken for years. Years. It's a new rack. That's the thing.
So we can actually use that.
I was using that old rack for a while, and that broke. And now I have a new rack, but the bolt broke. So it's an easy fix, but it's just...
Man.
Yeah.
So we get into this like technology thing and then our bikes and how it goes together.
Mm.
They have pictures of guys with... They have backpacks on, and the solar panels are just out on their backpacks. You know?
So sweaty.
And so what I'm picturing is pannier bags, just resting on the pannier bags, charging everything.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, just like laid over the back.
Yeah, just whoo.
Yeah. Huh. And there, yeah, because I usually don't have anything on the top of the rack.
I think signage. I want
signage. Is the next level. Some kind of advertisement.
Yeah.
Or shirt.
Yeah.
Totally.
A shirt would be good. Like a bright green shirt.
I wonder if I knew safety anybody shirt who had a shirt making tools.
Just need a place to cook.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I got to move out too.
Yeah.
That's a thing. That's a check-in point.
Yeah.
So, working on that. But, you know, it's hard to fix your bike and do all this other stuff.
Yeah.
When you feel like you need a workshop that's set up.
Don't you, though?
You need, like, a spot where you can work on the stuff.
And leave your tools, and it's like,
yeah,
there's a table and a vise and power, and it's nice.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to fix it all at one go.
We paused broadcast, and we have frozen cameras.
Huh.
You want to redo it here?
Should we?
Let's do it.
Redo it?
Yep. Bam.
You want to reboot the interweb? Or?
Let's see. Let's just restart the phones.
Final Corp. It'll be fine.
Hey mom, what's for dinner?
Well, I was thinking of making some gelled meat casserole.
But we had that for breakfast.
Well, how about a nice big stack of salt pancakes with melted gummy bear sauce?
But we had that for lunch today at school.
Okay, honey. How about a couple of bowls of mayonnaise ice cream?
Cool. All right. Yippee. Can I have the poison ivy flavored ice cream?
You sure can.
And dirt fudge.
Yep.
Oh mom, food's the best.
Final Corp is the leader in the field of human voice simulation and voice recognition. My name is Amzam Zamani, and I am the product of hundreds of thousands of man hours of Final Corp research and development. My voice is indistinguishable from that of a flesh and blood English speaking human being. Also, grammatical never makes I don't mistakes, for example. Ever. 100% accuracy and 100% fluency. Final Corp has also pioneered shout recognition technology, yelling-based reminders, and noise-amplifying headphones. Take it from me, Zamzam Zamani. Final Corp is the voice of the future.
Okay. Put on those sweaty headphones.
Permanently sweaty headphones. Yeah. So we are the permanently sweaty headphone people. It records when you log in anyway. It doesn't matter if you're logged out. Welcome back to the podcast for Empathy and Imagination. My name is Drew Clark.
My name is Aubrey Cloutier.
And here is more of the show today. Thank you.
It wouldn't be a show without some technical difficulties.
Yeah. So let's, I think we finished up the portable solar power systems topic. I think we're ready to move on. What do you say?
It sounds good to me.
Okay. How about we do your little idea that you had, and then I'll jump in.
Why this isn't working.
I know why. Because it's time for Buena Vista. So.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah? We going?
Going.
Minty fresh. Thank you.
Looks fresh.
And it's going. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I didn't have much. I just had the idea of love. You heard of this?
Ooh, the idea of love.
I mean, love.
That's interesting.
You heard of this?
I've heard of it. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
So, like, the concept of love. Like, people,
right?
People getting together?
It's one of those concepts. It's like God. It's a huge... The word packs in so many things.
How do we know...
It's hard to get more specific.
How do we know when we have
love?
But
it's so general.
Right? That's a question I like.
How do we know when we have love?
Yeah.
You know? It's a good question. I think the Greeks had several words for different types of love, like the love between the between a mother and her child was like the most sort of intense form. And then there was, you know, man and wife and sibling love. And so we just have one word for it.
But
love. But it's, I mean, how many songs are about love?
Man. Oh my gosh, like more
than it's like an inexhaustible concept. Every song is about love.
Pretty much.
Almost every song. Something to do with love.
Love.
You know? Whole Lot of Love by Led Zeppelin. Love there is a he's kind of using it, whole lot of love. Gonna give you every inch of my love. So he's using the word to signify something else.
I think sex is a part of love, but you can have love without sex, and probably sex without love. Mm-hmm. But they can also go together. Would you say that we love each other?
Who, you and me?
Uh-huh.
I think so.
I think so. I would say so.
Yeah. I love my parents, my siblings. Can you just have love for a stranger?
I don't know. Can it be love if it is a stranger?
Can That's like empathy, an interesting question. Does empathy turn into love at some point? Compassion?
Empathy is love's cousin.
You know, all you need is love. I think we might need some more things than just that.
Than just love?
Yeah, but it's a good, you know, it sounds good on paper. All we need is love. Yeah, maybe.
Well, if love continues food. To act deeds of love, then
yeah,
food someone helps. Might feed you, yeah.
But aren't food, air, shelter, those help.
Aren't one supposed to feed themselves, though, you know? Supposed to? I don't know.
I don't know.
Give that a punch there for you. Patreon.com/empathy and imagination.
Buy us some new mic stands.
So this is from Buena Vista.
Huh. So I've been thinking about, I mean, who isn't thinking about love?
I'm getting married.
You're getting married. Love is in the air. Summer, spring, summertime. It's when life renews itself. And
it's hot.
It's hot. Life wants to make more life in the springtime.
That's
most
true.
Animals. Everybody's getting married. You're getting married. So what do you believe in? What about love at first sight? Is that a thing? You think that's a thing?
I don't know. That's like loving a stranger. I'm not sure if that's possible.
Excuse me.
But I do think you can have pretty extreme attraction and knowing of one pretty quickly.
Knowing of...
like a partner or a friend. Like you can know pretty quickly. Like Rebecca just heard my voice on the phone. Excuse and she was like, oh shit, I need to talk to this guy.
Oh, wait, what was the context of that? You were calling in to...
I was trying to get a job where you worked.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Because you said I was cool.
Huh. Yeah, so I mean, love at first hear.
Perhaps, maybe swoon, more than one sense.
Swoon at first listen.
Could be love at first touch, even.
Huh.
You know what I mean? If you were to touch a girl's hand, even, you could be like, whoa.
Yeah. It's interesting to think about. There's so many people in the world. Sometimes you just feel a connection with somebody. You don't even know them. You know, where's that come from? I mean, intuition is a real thing. Right?
Well, like... we met each other.
Instinct.
And then pretty quickly, we were like, hey, let's hang out. Let's do something.
Yes.
And we did, and it was fun, and it's been basically fun every time since.
What's that about?
I think that counts, too. And other people in your life and my life, that's happened to and with.
like, what's the mechanism behind, why did that, why did that happen?
I think that overlaps with love.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's almost like psychic. Extrasensory perception or something. Because there's, I mean, you can sense danger, right? You can sense when someone's looking at you. Sometimes that's real, sometimes it's not.
It's like you look over, you're on traffic,
and you
hallucinate look over
that stuff too.
And someone looks at you right in the eyes.
Yeah.
Why is that? Someone drives by and they're sneezing.
No. Yeah.
And you think, and bless you, or someone drives by and yawns and you yawn.
You know what's weird about, this seems totally mundane, but domesticated pets look you in the eye. Like very deliberately. And some animals just don't do that. Like squirrels, chickens, raccoons.
But the,
but dogs and cats will just sit there and they lock eyes with you.
Well, my snake doesn't really look me in the eye.
Yeah, so does it have something to do with like how advanced your brain is? Your neuroanatomy?
Experience of consciousness.
Yeah.
Dictates your consciousness level.
Yeah, I mean, maybe there's a kinship, a subconscious kinship that higher order mammals feel with each other. And maybe that's where love at first sight, the idea comes from.
Interesting, like a psychic kinship. Okay. What about falling out of love?
Huh.
What's that about? How can we apply empathy and imagination to that one? Have you ever fallen out of love? Like, you loved somebody, and then it was like, I just don't love them anymore.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
And it wasn't myself. No, yeah, that's happened. I don't know. I don't know if I have an answer for why that happens.
Well, if I think about it, it's like, of course, circumstances change, and then people grow in different directions, I think largely because they don't communicate about how they're growing.
So you think it's a it could be rectified with communication, better communication?
I think it's like 80-20. Like 80% of relationships could be improved by better communication. And 20%, just people aren't supposed to be, I don't know, they're just clearly enemies or something.
Yeah, like too much time spent.
They don't like how each other smell, you know?
Yeah.
You know, if you don't like how the other one smells, you have to make all these caveats to be around them and stuff. I think that's an important thing. Oh, shade. Nice. Ooh, lighting's a little better now. Look at this guy. Hey.
I think it's like, what is it? Interdependence?
Oh, no.
Is that the creeping clicky?
It's the crackle.
I think healthy interdependence might be a solution.
I think so too. Like realizing you need to take care of yourself, but you also are sharing co-responsibilities. So it's like you are in charge of yourself, but you also need each other and do things together. That's certain things.
Hmm.
You know, interdependence.
That clicking.
That clicking is back.
One moment, please.
You know, maybe let's see if we can. audio's cutting in and out. It's called, it's wedding statistics in the United States. Associated with the topic of love. 2.3 million couples wed every year in the U.S. and breaks down to nearly 6,200 weddings a day.
6,200 a day?
Yeah, in the U.S.
There's a lot of love going on.
It makes me happy. The average age of a bride is 25.
Huh.
And the groom is 26. Guess I'm old. The average number of guests invited to wedding is 178. One third of those getting married each year.
Ooh. Ah. We've been attacked.
That looks great. Okay, cool. Well, we're back to the podcast for Empathy and Imagination. You know, I think it's time for Sings Good.
Huh. Measure introduction. I hear that clicking again.
It might be the audio.
Oh yeah, it might be because it's recorded from vinyl. Where'd you get that?
Seven stars. The Richmond Collective to meet all your needs.
So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a great fear from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil. Do you think you can tell? Did you get you to trade your heroes for ghosts? Ashes for trees, autumn air for a cool breeze, cold comfort for change. And did you exchange walk on part in the war for Leroy Page?
Measures in between.
They're messing with us, man.
2.
Huh.
Whoa.
Sound choice, bro.
Wow, man. Good job. That was fun. Thanks for
that. Had some vocals on it already.
Yeah, it did. It helps you out. You know, thanks at home if you sing along. Thanks for doing that. That's cool. And thanks for being here.
Did you have a topic?
So, yeah, just we kind of had a secret. Well, we sort of had the topic already.
Yeah. The solar thing?
Well, the wedding statistics.
Oh, yeah. Was there anything more there?
You know, we lost audio in there. So it's a lot of, they got to read what was going on. But it's 72 billion a year is spent on weddings in the U.S. The average wedding budget is $20,000. Over 91% of all to-be weds register for gifts. The couples receive gifts from an average of 200 guests.
Wow, that's a lot of gifts.
Most wedding guests spend between 70 and 100 on a gift. There's a bunch of weddings in June. In May.
That's when most of them are?
Yeah. August is most of them. Mm. No, it's June. Yeah. 80% of weddings are in churches or synagogues. 40% of honeymooners will travel within the United States. About 60% will travel to a foreign country. Huh. I guess I fall in the 40 percentile. Honeymoons usually last 7 to 9 days. Yeah, that's about right. Our wedding budget is incredibly smaller than the average. Yeah, it's like
than 20 grand.
Yeah, it's much less than half. So, yeah,
it's a lot of money going around.
You know, $72 billion a year. 35% of brides and grooms have a valid passport. The most popular destinations are frickin' these places. Stand by. There we go. Sorry. Las Vegas, Hawaii, the Caribbean, and Jamaica. There's the sources here. U.S. Census Bureau, The Knot, which is the website we're using. Association for Wedding Professionals International, SummerWeddings.com, Seth the Bride, American Demographics, Bride Millennium, Brides Magazine. Which sources, interesting.
It's a booming business.
Yeah.
See, there's money to be had in love.
Yeah, there is, apparently. This is just one website, you know. There's the wedding industry, you know.
Is there going to be a Wiccan component to the ceremony?
Oh, yeah. Everyone is going to be forced to murder a small animal.
Okay. I like it.
Then you have to eat it. So it'll be fun. That's not true. That was a joke. None of those things are going to happen. Nothing's killing nobody. All right, yeah. So, like, freaking, okay, wedding stats. What shocks you the most about that stuff?
Just how many there are per day.
6,200 weddings a day in the U.S.?
Yeah.
What did you think it was?
Like 1,000.
Yeah.
Or under 1,000.
I thought that like 50.
Yeah, per day.
Well, you got 330 million people.
Yeah.
They're trying to make more people, some of them.
So you think 6,000 per day?
Uh-huh. 6,200?
And each one is the average of $20,000 spent. So that's a lot of moolah.
Yeah.
Moving through the wedding system like every day.
That is a lot of moolah.
And it's all thanks to love.
Thank you, love. Well, other things too, like history. The wedding industry is a modern phenomenon.
What did it used to be?
Just well, it's when it changed, it evolved into a capitalist industry that we know today between the 1920s and 1950s. And many American practices that are now considered traditional were developed during this time by advertisements and promotions for major retailers, jewelers, caterers, and many other companies. In the 1960s and 70s, brides started to deviate from the original wedding plan and move the wedding outside of the church. This developed the idea of the destination wedding. It's still very popular today. Yeah. Totally.
I'm sure there's been, like, Skyped weddings.
Ooh, probably. That's lame, though.
Virtual weddings. That'll be a thing.
It's happened over the internet. Yeah. I know that's happened. I don't think that's a good idea.
Where does most of the money go? Where does most of the budget go in a typical wedding?
Food, alcohol, the venue.
Okay.
Yep. Huh. It's weird. I'm getting married soon. It was a much smaller deal than this, but half those things are true. But we have a destination wedding. We're going to go get married in the woods instead of a church. And it will be a mixture of traditional and sort of pagan.
So vows and stuff?
Yeah, we're going to have vows, and parents are going to walk us down the aisle and stuff. But we're also going to, like, do other cool things.
Cool.
Yeah. It's going to be kind
Where's
of a surprise.
Where's your honeymoon again?
Humboldt.
Okay. Just like a cottage or something?
Uh-huh. Nice. Yep, right on the beach.
Is it the 7 to 9 days? 7 to 9 days long?
6 nights.
Okay. Yeah. Huh. How do you feel about those stats? Do they
It surprises
reflect
me that it's
your
that
experience?
Big. I mean, we're so much less funded than that. That seems like a huge factor for a lot of those stats, but they do seem somewhat reasonable. I think most people would spend more money on a wedding. I learned the other day, my brother only spent $1,700 getting married.
How did he do that?
Just super, super minimal. Someone made a cake, and it was mostly a community-oriented thing. They had some money.
Where did he do it? In a church?
I think it's like someone's backyard.
Cool. Those tiny houses that he's making are pretty cool.
Oh, man. It would be cool if we showed him at Brem's next episode.
He could be nice a sponsor. Leader.
Well, yeah. You could have him on the show, too. I bet that'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Tiny house builder.
Today's episode is brought to you by Final Corp.
Yes, of course. Thank you, Final Corp. 75 flavors of mayonnaise, 50 years of experience. Actually, 51 now. I think, can we call it? Is it 53, actually?
It might be 53.
I think it's 53 years of experience, 75
flavors
of mayonnaise. 75 flavors
of mayonnaise. They've updated their stats.
So go to Final Corp to empathyandimagination.com. And discover all the great deals, discounts, programs, affiliates, and needs to be met. All by Final Corp. So, thank you to Final Corp for sponsoring this episode. Good job.
Thanks, Final Corp.
Final Corp is a super, mega, ultra, pan-galactic corporation with offices in New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, London, Tokyo, Shanghai, Oslo, Zurich, Prague, Sydney, St. Petersburg, the Moon, Mars, Jupiter, the Oort Cloud, the Andromeda Galaxy, Tuppy's Razors, Shredded Pants, Sausage Babies, Tinted Reflex Antlers, the Behex Dizdfix Pants.
Final Corp. It'll be fine.
Thank you.
All right. What do you got? Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Yeah, those solar panel things, man. How efficient do you think those panels are?
I think I could probably be plugged in to the battery with the panel plugged in while riding to charge. I think it would sustain everything.
I see.
Yeah. I think I could have the speaker and the camera and the phone all basically going off the sun.
The solar panel draped over the back
panniers. Right.
Mm-hmm. Where would the charging point be? The stem?
It's a USB. Yeah, we're about to get like a little cable extender.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Mm-mm.
Oh, what is that?
Well, it's some magic. That's just a little teaser. That's all I got there.
All right. Well, thanks for hosting us.
Absolutely. You're very welcome.
Thanks to everyone listening.
Yeah.
Empathyandimagination.com.
Yeah. You go YouTube, you go Empathy and Imagination. You go to Patreon, Empathy and Imagination. You can just, if you would feel so grateful as to just give us a thumbs up on YouTube, that would just be super great. Thank you.
Hey, this is Clark, I just finished the episode you just listened to, or maybe it's the one that's next that I just finished. In either case, I want to acknowledge you for taking the time to listen and to enjoy our podcast, and I hope you would consider us when you think about your listening opportunities. A lovely day.
Hey guys, this is Aubrey here from next week. This is future Aubrey. Just wanted to congratulate you on a good show. Really enjoyed it. It was a hot one today, metaphorically and literally. So thanks for doing what you do, and I will see you guys soon. Bye-bye.